we got to find out what's going on at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's almost like an article of faith that not only do we have motor racing on the Memorial Day weekend, but that the folks that put the speedway together, going back to Tony Holman, did it all themselves out of their pocket. Never asked government for anything other than maybe, you know, show up for the race every now and then. Now, all of a sudden, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway says, hey, we got some improvements that we want to make, and we need a little bit of help from the state in terms of perhaps contributing some of the state sales tax, state income tax, state corporate tax generated within the boundaries of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And that is going to cause, that's got a whole lot of people talking because it goes against the grain of what we've been used to. Mark Miles, who headed the effort for the Super Bowl that had wonderful weather, which is why we've had all this cold weather, rain, and snow this year. But the power didn't go out in Lucas Oil Stadium. He's now head of Holman and Company, which is the parent company of all that is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and a lot of other things, is on our live line. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Miss, I'm fine. Good to be with you.
Now, you know, this was an article of Hoosier faith that the Speedway, that the Holman family never asked government for anything. Now you are. What are the facts?
Well, I think that's right, and this is something that's been talked about here for over a year and received a lot of careful thought because it's not the first instinct. But the facts are that this is a very competitive sports marketplace, and the city and the state, all of us, have a huge interest in this place's future success. So we have got to be able to compete. We've got to make sure that IMS for the next 100 years is a place that is a leader, if not the absolute leader, in motorsports. In recent months, $250 million been invested, public dollars been invested for a race in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. In Charlotte, $137 million, or a number very close to that, public money just to build a Hall of Fame for NASCAR. And these are places that are, you know, just fantastic. And we've got to compete. And so we could probably do this over the long haul ourselves. Mm-hmm. But competition, as you know, is doesn't sit still. And I think there is so much at stake for the public. You mentioned the Super Bowl involvement. Well, one of the first things that we did when this topic came up here was try to understand the economic impact of IMS. Mm-hmm. The three races we have are remarkably close in their annual economic impact to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So there's that. There's the image and name ID that it creates, especially the 500 around the world. But the third piece that I didn't really understand until I got here is the importance of this motorsports cluster. Mm-hmm. As somebody involved in some economic development stuff over the last few years, I'd heard about it, but I didn't really appreciate it. The fact is there's over 6,000 people who either work here or for teams or companies that are totally involved in motorsports, 6,000 jobs. They pay about 50% more than the average per capita income in Indiana. And in addition to these other economic effects, it's an industrial cluster that puts us in the top three in the world with Charlotte and all of England. So there's a lot at stake, and I hope the public appreciates that this would not be our proposal if we didn't think it was important to the future success of the this near public institution.
Let me ask, we heard earlier from a caller that says, why are they taking my tax dollars for this? Walk us through this proposal. Is this a proposal where somebody that lives at 38th and Emerson, some of their tax dollars would be going to the Speedway even if they never set a foot in your facilities?
No. The answer is simply no. What this does is it creates a district, a motorsport development district, which is the borders of what the public understands to be the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You know, 16th Street on the south, Georgetown on the west, et cetera. So it's just that narrow, and it captures the income tax, not corporate taxes, by the way, but the income tax and the sales tax that's being generated right here on this facility up to $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it is less than $5 million, we would pay to get that number up to $5 million. And then we're going to put in an additional $2 million a year so that altogether there's $7 million in debt service, which we think will fund between $70 and $80 million in bonds. And all of that money will go into improvements here at the facility.
These are state bonds, not bonds for Indianapolis or Marion County or the town of Speedway.
I believe that's correct. That the proposal that will be filed sometime today will have the Indiana Finance Authority selling the bonds.
Now, if I go to the Speedway and I buy a Coca-Cola, I'm paying the 7, 8, or 9% sales tax on food and beverage, and, you know, a couple of those percents are supposed to go to help pay off the RCA Dome, help pay off the Convention Center, help pay off Bankers Life Fieldhouse, help pay off Lucas Oil Stadium. Am I diverting those 2 pennies of every dollar that are supposed to go to those entities to this project?
You know, Amos, I'm not sure whether... I believe the answer is yes, but I'm not perfectly sure.
Because that's one of the big questions that hit me. I understand the state sales tax part, but I'm trying to keep our county money at home to pay those bonds off.
I've got to
you got to check that one
into whether that's perfectly accurate. It could be, but let me just say for a moment. Let's say it
okay.
is.
Okay.
Then it's a little bit ironic, isn't it? That we run these three big events out here every year, and we're producing, along with a lot of other businesses, tax revenues, which go for the other sports.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that has never asked for anything. So, and nobody's complaining about that. That's the way this is set up. And obviously, it wouldn't go forward if it undermined the ability, you know, to fund the debt service on those other facilities and the other costs related to them. But at least there's a level of irony that this place has helped, if it's true, fund the other sports venues that have been so much a part of the city's growth.
What a lot of folks have don't understand, I'm always explaining to it all the time, when Colts come to play, when the Packers come to play, when the other teams in the NFL come to play, when the other teams in the NBA come to town to play, the portion of those players' income tax that they earn, you know, salary that they earn here in the wonderful state of Indiana, that local option income tax gets diverted to help the sports facilities and the facilities downtown. Is what you're talking about an income tax? Are we going to get a little bit of Helio salary? Brother Castaneda's
yes,
money?
A.J.
Foyt? A.J. Foyt,
exactly
the fourth
right.
salary?
Yes. When professional athletes come into town, their income is taxed, and I believe that applies for the local income taxes that you mentioned, Amos, mm-hmm. but it certainly applies for state collected income taxes.
Okay. Those are the kinds of questions so that when the NASCAR Truck Series comes here for the Brickyard and they've got an African American that's going to be driving for the first time in that series, we want to make sure that a little bit of his income tax stays here.
Absolutely.
Are you all excited about that development?
We are.
You didn't think I knew about that.
I'm breathless. I'm totally shocked.
Okay.
But I'm proud of you.
So now this proposal is coming up. This is being carried by Senator Young in the Senate, but we're here a week and a half to 2 weeks before crossover, so there's not enough time for hearing. So is this going to be one of the bargaining chips when they finally get to the last 2 weeks of the session in April?
No. And in fact, there is enough time. We think there will be a hearing this week in the Senate Finance Committee, and it'll go through. It will not be, the plan is a separately introduced bill,
mm-hmm.
and it will not be attached to the budget. It is a budget year, so it makes sense to do it this year, but it's not something that gets done in conference committee on the budget.
Has the bill been introduced? Does this have a number yet?
I don't know the number. I think it's being filed today. Because there was a vehicle bill, there's some procedure so that I think it goes back to the rules committee because it's an amendment to an existing bill.
Okay.
And so it'll probably be tomorrow before we know the answer to that.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on this. And for people that are listening that saying, you know, wait a minute, when is enough enough to be able to fund all of these sports things, but we still cannot find a solution to find positive things for our teenagers to do? When do we start shifting and having that discussion in this community?
Well, you and I have been involved in that discussion for many, many years, and it's an important one. And it's cyclical and sort of chicken and egg, right? If our economy doesn't grow, then answering and addressing those urgent needs is that much harder. And we believe that this is part of the ongoing growth of the economy. And we also, well, obviously, what we do out here is sports, motor racing. Right. But as I said, there is a hole in economic cluster that is of some consequence. It's important in terms of it is an employment base and its contribution to the state economy. So, you know, when we see all the almost daily state efforts to incent and assist other industries, this is certainly not breaking new ground.
And this proposal is not a TIF. This is not diverting property tax money from the little town of Speedway or from the great Speedway schools.
That's correct.
Okay, because, you know, Speedway schools do a great job.
No.
Of educating kids.
I'm on the board of organizations that follow that stuff, and they are amongst the very best schools in the state. This does not involve property taxes at all.
See, we don't need charter schools. Just let Speedway run them. Mark Miles with Holman & Company, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and other great things. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Amos. Thanks for your attention.